The State Department of Veterans Affairs says there are only 32,000 World War II vets still alive in Wisconsin. There's only a tiny number remaining in the state who were at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked in 1941. 90-year-old Robert Feller Sr. of Verona served on a Navy ship that was sunk during the attack. Feller told a ceremony at the veterans' home in Union Grove that he was lucky to survive the day.
And I saw this plane coming towards me. He was about 500-600 feet away from me, coming right at me. I thought he was going to gun me down. And I went mighty fast down this ladder into the radio shack, and he came and dropped the bomb and flew up over us and disappeared.
The attack prompted many others to enlist after war was declared.
Revenge.
That's Walter Stenovich of Racine explaining why he joined the Navy after the attack, though he was just shy of his 17th birthday.
And of course, with all of the propaganda that was going on in regard to it, we hated the Japanese more and more each day as far as that goes. It was a time of hating on the part of one side over another, almost like Wisconsin politics today.
Stenovich and Robert Feller say they continue to talk about Pearl Harbor so today's young people know more about what happened. The choir from Union Grove High School heard the men speak at the ceremony and honored them and other veterans in song.